It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The state legislature is back to work this week after a two-week spring break. Jack, when we last talked about our Lansing lawmakers, they were in the midst of a standoff over how to dole out funds to fix the massive sinkhole in Fraser. The State House wants the money to be a grant. The Senate wants it to be a loan. Meanwhile, the disaster threatens to rupture sewer lines that could send a giant mess into Lake St. Clair. Do you think legislators will be able to play nice long enough to get this settled?
Well, this is sort of baffling to me, and it's really not money to fix the Fraser sinkhole. Macomb County recognizes they have to do that. Candace Miller, the Public Works Commissioner, wants about $3 million to have some sort of bypass route to make sure raw sewage doesn't get into the Great Lakes, which sounds like a good idea to me. The House is very much willing to pay for that. Arlen Meekhoff is not. He's the Senate Majority Leader, and he's huffing and puffing and says, well, everybody else will be in line for money for their infrastructure, which is sort of baffling since we've already doled out many, many millions of dollars to Flint. My guess is that Meekhoff will have to give in at some point. Candace Miller, his fellow Republican, has denounced him in no uncertain terms, but we'll have to wait and see.
Michigan school superintendent says Detroit will voluntarily close some low-performing schools that the state had threatened to close. Brian Wiston didn't say which or how many Detroit schools will close and when. Jack, the State Department of Education has been working on partnership agreements with the districts to avoid closure by turning schools around. What's going on here?
Oh, it's the usual mess. Brian Wiston didn't say which schools because he has no idea. The sort of vague hint is that some of these schools probably will be closed anyway. Enrollment has continued to shrink, although more slowly. There may be some consolidation. It's not clear what the criteria will be for closing schools, but a great many of the schools in Detroit are failing, and the odds are if you close some, you'll be closing some failing schools. But there's nothing that I can see indicating they're closing schools because they're failing. The state talked about doing that and embarrassed itself badly earlier this year, so I wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to this right now.
The Detroit Water and Sewerage Department kicked off another round of controversial water shutoffs in the city this week. This time, nearly 18,000 residential customers with delinquent accounts are at risk for shutoffs. That's down from 24,000 last spring and 40,000 in 2014. Department Director Gary Brown told the Detroit Free Press that everyone, quote, has a path to not have service interruption. Jack, what do you think about these shutoffs?
Well, it's sort of a catch-22 every way you look at it. It's hard to, of course, justify cutting off people's water. But these are folks who, A, haven't paid at all, and, B, have made no arrangements to contact the city to talk about payment plans. They've just ignored any summons about their bill. And if the city doesn't at some point lower the boom on both business and residential customers who aren't paying, they might as well not send out any bills at all. So it's unfair to the people who are trying to pay. So I suspect that a lot of people's water will be cut off, and they will go in and make some kind of arrangements for a payment plan, and they'll be turned back on. For all we know, some of these are to residences that are vacant. So I think it's sort of in the category of something that the city may regretfully have to do.
State Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff has some harsh words when it comes to term limits. The Detroit News reports that Meekhoff called term limits a failed social experiment during a fiscal stability summit in Lansing. Meekhoff is actually coming to the end of his own term-limited road and will be forced out of office in 2018. However, he's not proposing any legislation to change term limits. He says he just wants to get the conversation started. Do you think there's a chance for that, Jack?
No, I think this falls into the category of generalized whining. It's sort of like the guy who has a heart attack and then starts getting serious about diet and exercise. I talked about this in the radio yesterday. Meekhoff suddenly realizes he's going to be term limited out of a job. There's nothing else he can realistically run for, and so he's sort of grousing about that. The fact is that Meekhoff is absolutely right on term limits. They've had a total failure. But there's a whole lot of lobbyists and special interests that like them just fine. The people at large, the average citizen, doesn't like their politicians and thinks this is a good way to limit them. And so in order to do something about this, you need some good angel with a lot of money, deep pockets, and a massive education campaign. And I don't see any sign of that happening.
Well, Jack, I'm glad our chats aren't term limited.
I will try to dispel the cloud over our heads, Rebecca, and hope you have a wonderful sunny rest of the weekend.
You too. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.